I will share. Today here is 12th of June 2025, 7:26 a.m. Temperature wise, high is 104, so getting again hotter, dry and hotter, and low 85, right now 89. In Celsius, the high is 40 today and low 30, right now 33 degrees. Beatrice is in this particular itinerary, just about completed the CRSC leaders meetings. Various leaders meetings of different leaders took place, and today Beatrice and her nephew, my nephew, niece, Pasna, and her, one of the believer friends from Punjab, and Shashi from Agra, and Shashi's woman leader, her name is Manisha. Yeah, Manisha. And few others are going to go up to New Terry, and they're going to be staying at Ice Palace, which is actually called Gaurav Palace. It's now improved.
Oh, good.
Renovated and looks very nice. And I don't think it's no longer cold. But of course, this time during this hot summer season, it's cool and nice. So they're going to be there for a while. 26th of May or 27th of May, I mean June, yeah, May. They drove to Rajpur, Dehradun, CRSC, and they are now, after 16 days or 17th day, they're going up to New Terry, 6,500 feet high. Beautiful scenic location, oversees the Terry Lake, and in front of them they see the gorgeous Himalayan high peaks with snow cap. So that's the location they're going to now be, and will meet with many leaders and fellowships. They are already having the fellowship plan of various leaders. So 9 days they're going to be there, 9 days. And on the 21st of June they will come down, but still the altitude is perhaps 2,000-3,000 feet near Ram Singh's home. They will be in Moonrise Hotel on the Pori Garhwal site. There is a beautiful river flows from the high peak of Himalaya mountain, and this river, Alkananda River, which flows, and north side is called Terry Garhwal, and the south side is called Pori Garhwal districts. So Beatrice will be staying with the believers, fellow travelers, on the Pori side in Srinagar at this hotel, and there will be many fellowships. Ram Singh and some of the believers and Ram Singh's daughter also will be back on the 21st or 22nd from Maharashtra state. Preeti. And Preeti is Ram Singh's daughter. And they are right now, I think, or they will go to Maharashtra state. I don't know his schedule, but there's a great outreach going on through Ram Singh's leaders in Maharashtra. From Dehradun airport, they have to fly once to either to Delhi or to Mumbai, which is a short flight, like 30 minutes. And then from Delhi to Aurangabad, about 2 hours flight. So the main overseer, Gagan, and his family is in Aurangabad, and Ram Singh either is now there or going to be there later. So many outreaches taking place simultaneously through many laborers got sent. But we want more laborers. We are desiring, and everyone is desiring, more laborers, more harvest ready fields. And it all began with one's own home fellowship. Fundamental. So the building builds with the foundation, and all of them are now the works which are going on in India, Nepal, and now in other countries. It is moving out in Australia, New Zealand, many other places, Southeast Asia, Japan, Europe, and even China fellowship is going on, Bangladesh, Pakistan. So on to the uttermost parts of the world will take place with the fundamentals. Of course, you are the first person, you. It's not somebody else. It's on me. Confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Begins with this. If thou shalt, it's up to you. If you want the benefit, thou shalt be saved, which is great benefit, then you are to say Jesus is Lord. Very simple. And secondly, this package has two parts. Secondly, believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead. You do these two things, then we get the greatest benefit, salvation. And God gives us wisdom how to go about onto the uttermost parts of the world. Of course, different points are there, such as very important portion to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord. To serve the Lord Jesus Christ, God explains wonderfully, but people mistakenly practice like, oh, Jesus is Lord, so I must need to have a personal touch with him. Although, say, a person doesn't see Jesus, start talking to Jesus, like talking to God. God is spirit. No man has seen God at any time. However, his son, who was a perfect man, second Adam, people had seen him. He was present on the earth certain years and accomplished everything, and he had to give his life. Very painful way that he prayed to God three times, if any other way to give his life, please do so, but there was no other way. And he gladly moved into God's direction, his will, and God raised Jesus from the dead. So our Lord Jesus Christ, people saw, and some of them saw him ascend into the sky, and they knew he was gone up, until he returns. And angels, after his ascension, said the same Jesus is going to come back. But this coming back was the second return of Jesus Christ. The mystery, secret, was not revealed to the angels at that time. The angel was communicating to the apostles about his return on the earth, touchdown, with the saints. However, the angel didn't know about that, with the saints, because the first return will be, Jesus will come only up to the sky. And dead in Christ shall rise first. And those who are alive at that time, believers who are alive at that time, their body will change to the glorious body as Jesus has right now. So in Book of Acts, as we see, Book of Acts, the only time it recorded that someone spoke to Jesus was not that this someone initiated conversation with Jesus. Hello, Jesus, how are you? I love you. And then Jesus communicates back. It wasn't the case. No conversation, whichever is recorded, shows that a believer initiated the conversation. However, conversation, audible voice or vision in such a way that Jesus communicated to a believer is that he initiated. And he was not on the land, appeared physically, returned, because return of Christ is very clear that he will return once to the body of Christ in the air and gather them together. And then second one is with the saints, then here upon earth, touchdown. So the record with this first choosing the 12th apostle before the day of Pentecost, because Judas killed himself, they said, Lord, show us. So sometimes people think Lord, whenever the Lord appears, they think like, oh, it's Jesus, because Jesus is our Lord. In the Old Testament, in English, Lord, thy God, it is written like that. Just somehow translate Jehovah with this wrong translation. Basically, it's a wrong translation. Jehovah means I cause to become. Is that translation? I am. Somewhere it is translated also. Moses asked his name, Jehovah. Tell me your name, because when I go back to Egypt, then I must say who has sent me. You please let me know, what should I say? And he said, I am has sent you. And I am is not a really accurate translation of Jehovah. Jehovah, the accurate translation is I cause to become. It's a causative tense. It's in the causative tense. So it's not I am, but I cause, I become. Some translation, some people know that it should be like I become. But even to have clearer understanding is I cause to become. And he becomes whatever beneficial for you. He is such a wonderful God. So that word Lord in English in the Old Testament, when you open the concordance and check, it shows that that word is Jehovah. And King James people, whenever the word Jehovah is, whenever they translate it to Lord, L-O-R-D, they indicated that Lord, referring to Jehovah, by using capital L and small capital O and small capital R and small capital D. And in King James Version, somewhere it explains about that, but nobody reads that. But so it indicates in the Old Testament, when it came to the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, then and onwards, that word Lord you cannot really distinguish. Only place or few of the places, I don't remember, where the translator indicated was in Book of Acts, Lord said to my Lord. There they put, because it was obvious, there was two parties and they knew because it was from the quotation from Old Testament. Jehovah said to my Lord. So they put the first Lord with capital L, small capital O, and small capital R, small capital D, indicating Jehovah. However, in the New Testament site, Matthew to Book of Revelation, word Jehovah is omitted totally, and there's no concordance reference. Old Testament concordant reference, and we can know where Lord our God, Lord said, we can know Jehovah said, or Adonai, or Adonai God, that kind of usage could be there, but it's very easy to recognize. And reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, wherever the quotation appears in the scripture, we could go back and check that Lord used in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, or Book of Acts is referring to Jehovah or not. We can tell. So it's kind of still able to recognize that there was word Jehovah should have been appeared in the New Testament side, but somehow none, no place you can really know except quotation we can know. And Book of Acts choosing the 12th apostle, they said, Lord, show us, show us. They prayed to the Lord. Now we know that this 12 apostles, Judas killed himself, so 11 of them had known that the Lord Jesus ascended, said goodbye. So they would not immediately practice this new doctrine and started to talk to Jesus in the air, like in the room. Hey Jesus, how are you? I will serve you. They wouldn't have imagined to practice like that because the person was gone. And the angels themselves said that the same Jesus is going to come back just like this. So they knew that. So they wouldn't come up with this strange practice of speaking with Jesus, having relationship with Jesus in such a way. So when they prayed to Lord asking which one, Matthias or the other guy, which one to choose, they were praying to Jehovah. Jehovah. So that also good thing to know. So whenever you will see in Book of Acts, whenever they had conversation, interaction with Jesus, it was initiated by Jesus. Vision, but not physical presence. Vision, voice, and so forth. So that time, they responded it. Like, for example, today, Jesus appears in a vision and speaks to you. You're gonna have conversation, I'm sure. You say, oh, wow, wow. Hey, how are you? Gonna have conversation as much as Jesus would like to speak. And then, boom, goes away. Or just audible voice. And later on we think, wow, was this real? Did I really hear from Jesus? Or angel, angels. Now, angels appear. They have different job. They appear and appear physically also. But at the same time, we don't talk to angels. I'm sure angels are with you. There are certain angels who are watching over you, protecting you. But we're not going to say, hey, can you tell me your name? The one that assigned to look after me. Could you tell me your name? Like, we don't do that practice. So anyway, we speak to God. Jesus also instructed that when you are praying, when you talk to God, and that is okay, that is okay. We see throughout the Old Testament, New Testament, an individual talk to God, talk to Jehovah, whom they didn't see. And he hears us. And the scripture said he hears us. He watches over us. So that's fine. And the Lord Jesus means, Lord Jesus, how do we serve the Lord Jesus Christ? 1 Corinthians 12 shows very clearly how to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. By the Spirit of God. When you are walking by the Spirit of God, that's what we are doing. And Jesus came, the main purpose of Jesus came, is so that we can do the same thing as Jesus did. What did Jesus do? He had the Spirit of God. He directly had access to God. He did, and he walked by the Spirit of God. That's what he did. And he came to make the same ability available for us so that we can go directly to the Father, not directly to Jesus, and then Jesus will forward the message. Is not the way that God arranged. If that's the case, we always have to go through Jesus. Then Moses was in better shape because he went directly to Jehovah. Elijah spoke directly to Jehovah. We didn't get the inferior ticket. We got the VVIP ticket. We go directly to the Father. We are at the throne, Holy of Holies, best seat, best location, far above all principalities, powers, and dominion, and so forth. Okay, knowing this, how to serve the Lord Jesus Christ is not by the flesh. Speak good words, kind words by the flesh is not serving the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, it's opposite. To serve the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking by the Spirit. No one can really say that I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. So these things we should know. And we use this spiritual ability. Okay. And Jesus, our Lord, has shown us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, how the work of God will grow, how it will grow. So, of course, it begins with me. I say Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And then I get this ability, connection. And of course, right doctrine, this is important. Right doctrine, of course, is very simple. Now on, go directly to God and depend upon God and know that wisdom, knowledge, all these things will be given to me directly. He has given to me this Spirit of God so that we can, I can know, you can know the things which are freely given to us of God. And now God is able to work in me. It is God who is working, not he works, present tense, but present participle. God is working in you. So we are in really great position, but my heart, mind is open to God, not open to tradition, keeping, maintain the way that things should be done, outreach should be done, you know, so forth, but open to that. And framework is there. Framework that I am living, staying at home. Like everybody stays at home, your own house or rental or house or something like that. So that's your outreach center. That becomes your outreach center because that's where you are. Easiest, We don't have to build a building and then spend a lot of money building big hall, stage. Then we'll start inviting people. That's not the way. It's very easy. House to house. Book of Acts, church in the home. So certain wisdom is already put, given. And each of us to know, recognize that each one has many harvest ready fields. Not all fields. And we are simply to beseech the Lord of the harvest for the labors. He will ekbalo. But if I am doing my own things, searching the laborers, searching, maybe this is the harvest ready fields. Okay, let's work on to that. Like Paul, Saul. Okay, Saul, after he was saved, for 6 years, he had unfruitful years. No outreach, no growth. In fact, he had to escape from getting killed at certain places. But he preached at many synagogues, Greek-speaking synagogues also. They didn't receive Paul's message. At that time, Saul, still name is called Saul. After 6 years, Gentiles outreach began after Peter and the six witnesses visited Cornelius' home. We know the background, how it happened. But Peter didn't take the ball and run with it, this Gentile outreach. So meanwhile, Saul to Damascus and then encounter with Jesus. And then 6 years. And Barnabas went to fetch Saul from Tarsus and brought him to Antioch of Syria, where Gentiles outreach was taking place wonderfully, mightily. And 1 year with and in this fellowship, later on, Paul must have learned how to move with God. So that's important. So different things are there, but when we will really seek desire from God, then God will teach us how to walk. He will bring to us those good works which He before ordained, He planned for us. So it's not by our own figuring out things happen, but willing for God to figure out, and we execute those things that He brings to our path. That kind of attitude, kind of passive way, passive way. Not that we go to a restaurant and then we start witnessing to a waitress, but there could be inspiration. God gives that inspiration. Then, So there's no law when we walk by the Spirit. There's no law, but there's no set pattern. Jesus healing many blind individuals in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, different way. There is no set pattern. So it is that way. In order to enter into the promised land, flowing with milk and honey, then we will just focus on God and His way. So, and the foundational thing is start your own fellowship, not joint fellowships, but your own fellowship. We teach this in India, in Nepal, in leaders' meeting. They know that everyone has his, her own harvest-ready field. So they're expecting that and expecting laborers. And they get it. So it's not a difficult thing. It's not the phenomena that take place here in India and Nepal. And honoring God and windows of heaven open up and to prosper you. This is not works in certain places in the world, but it is for everyone. But I noticed that we must communicate to those who are hungry and thirsting the benefit first, benefits. Forget not all these benefits. Without remembering or recognizing the benefits, then it becomes works, tiring. So we must always communicate the benefits. Why we sow seed? First thing is benefit. So when we communicate these things, then those who are ready people, they will practice right away. I have spoken many things, but anyway, I think that's what I want to share today. Okay, God bless you.